Okay, Shalom Rabosa, today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Tes. We are on the bottom of Ayin Ches and Mabez. We just quoted a Mishnah that I talked about. Instead of a wall being between two chatzeros, we have a ditch that's between two chatzeros. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, wanted to kind of explain what's going on over there. If it's filled with different items, is it considered one chatzer or two? So one of the things we said in the Mishnah was Malei Afar. So we'd say that whether it's filled with dirt or not, hey, what did we say? We had said the second line in the Mishnah, Mali Kasho Tevin, Mali Afar Atzoros. So then, if it's filled with any of these things, right, so then Ma'arvin Echad and Ma'arvin Shtaim, you can combine, right? The two Chatzeros. So the Gemara says, Afilu Stama, that seems to imply, right, Rashi says, Lo Yedina Nishakil, Yishakil Su O Yilo, right? We have no idea if you're going to take these items away. Right, meaning it's not determined whether they are something that you're going to leave there or not. So the Gemara says, one second, V'atana. Then we learn in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about Tumah in terms of Tumah in a house. We had talked about this, if I'm not mistaken, in Masechta Shabbos as well. No, maybe not. Okay. It says Sukkah Daf Dalet and Mishnah in Ahalos. Alright, either way, for some reason it's familiar in terms of, okay, whatever. Vatan, Bayis Shemileu, Tevin, Otsroros, right? If you have a house that is filled with either straw or pebbles or dirt or whatever it is, and Ubitlo, and you're Mevatal them, so then Batal, then they are Batal, and then it's as if the house is filled, and then if there's Rachman al-Islam, a nifter inside the house, right, so then, what's it called? The tumma will go straight up. It's just like he's buried, right? Just like a kever, the tumma goes all the way up, right? We definitely discussed the concept in Masechta Shabbos that if you have a one tefach space between the top of the kever, between the mace rather, and the item that's right on top of him, let's say the aron or the ground or whatever, so then the tumma stops. But if the house is entirely filled, so then the tumma goes straight up, just like a regular kever. So if the house is filled with dirt or straw or whatever it is, and there's a mace inside of it, if you ubitlo, if you're mevatel it, meaning you're not going to move it, so then batel, so then the dirt becomes batel to the house, it's like a kever, and it goes straight through the roof. So the Gemara learns out, bitlo in, low bit low low. That's only if you're mevatel it. If you do not, so then it's as if it's considered as if you're going to take it out later. So right, our Mishnah didn't say anything about that, right? Therefore, implying that even as if it's stam, if it's without any determination whatsoever, then it's also going to be as if you're going to leave it there. So why did our Mishnah in Erevin say that it doesn't matter what your intention is, but the Mishnah over here in Aholos, by Tumah, it matters what your determination is, whatever you're going to do with the straw or the dirt. So Amar Avuna, there can be three ways to understand this, explain this stira. So Amar Avuna, first of all, Ma'atana Aholos Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita, okay, but that's not our shita over here. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Are you Rabbi Yossi? Ibcha Shemin Alei. Well, we heard the opposite from Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, the other Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Tevin, Ve'ein Osi Defnoso. If you have straw there, meaning straw in the house, and the nifter and the mace, Ve'ein Osi Defnoso, and you're not going to move it, so Re'u Gestam. That's like regular, Gestam Ofar Botel. That's like regular dirt, which is undetermined, but and it's Botel. But Ofar Vasi Defnoso, if you have dirt, and you can end up clearing it out, Tahari Gustam Tevin, Velo Batel, right? That's like regular Tevin. And you're not gonna clear it away. I mean that's like our Mishnah. That's not like the Mishnah in Aholos. So Ella Amrav Yossi Ella Amrav Asi, so therefore Rav Asi says, no, Matana Erevin Rabbi Yossi. Who's the Tana in our Mishnah? That's Rabbi Yossi. But the Mishnah in Aholos is a different Tana. Simply, it's Machlokas Tanaim. Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua Amar, he gives another answer. Tumah Shabbos Karamis. What are you trying to compare Tumah and Shabbos? Right, Hanach Isser Shabbos Dafil Arneki Namim Vatel Inish. Right, leave Shabbos out of this. Right, but you can't bring in Shabbos because a person will be mevatel a bunch of things on Shabbos because they're muksa. For example, like a purse filled with a lot of money, a wallet, arniki is a wallet. So forget the. I mean, the whole concept of bittul haShabbos is totally different than the concept of bittul in Tumah, because by Shabbos you have things that are muksa, people are not going to move it, so therefore more items are considered batal. So Rav Ashi gives a third answer, and then no, bayis acharitz karamis, right? There's a difference between a ditch and a house. So bishlam acharitz lemente koi, right? By a ditch, what is someone, what's it called? Is someone going to leave it? Meaning no one people are going to leave items in a ditch, so it makes more sense that to say that it would be batel. But a house, what do people usually fill a house in? Right, I forgot which one is rhetorical. Right, the second one is rhetorical, meaning no one leaves a house filled with dirt. So that's mistama, unless you have express intent. Unless you've expressed your intent to leave it there, it's not going to be batel. But by a ditch. By a charitz, like our case in the Mishnah, so yeah, okay, stam intent is to leave items in a ditch. No one leaves an open ditch. No one fills in a ditch and then, decides to take the stuff out of it. Okay, fine. Now, so I love Nesar Sharuchav Dal. Let's say you put a board that is four tzvach and wide. So again, we had said that that's fine. It's going to, over the charitz, over the ditch, it said that the chatzeres are connected. So Amrav Eloshana Eloshanash on the Rochbo. That's only if you put this board across. Avala arko, but if you somehow attached it to the side, Rashi says if you put pegs in the ditch and then put this length, put this board lengthwise, right, across the length of the ditch, so then, afilu kol nami, that's then any size board is going to shrink the ditch and connect the two chaseros, because again, what are we dealing with? The case with the charitz is fourth tefachim across. So now, if you put this board somehow, like if you can imagine, it's like suspended in air. It's right. It's on pegs that are nailed to the wall of the charitz, but it's almost like suspended in air. So now you've shrunken the width of the charitz, and therefore, if it's less than fourth tefachim, right? So then, that's already fine. The chatzeres are going to be connected. Okay. Finally, to finish off the Mishnah, we've got another one. A lot of quick hitting Mishnayos in this parak. We had said two ledges, two porches that are across from each other over Shesarabim. If you put a board across connecting the two of them, so then you can be Ma'arev. So, Amarava, Hada, Amarta, Zu, Connected Zu. Hada, Amarta, Zu, Connected Zu, in Zu, Shalok, Connected Zu, Lo. Right? Apparently, what do you see? That only if they're equidistant from each other, meaning they're even with each other, that works. Right? But if it's not even, so then it doesn't work. And also, if one is higher than the other, that also is no good, unless they're within three tzvachim of each other. But if you don't have three tzvachim, meaning if they're not on the same plane, but one porch or one mirpeset is a little higher than the other, then gzuster kumahi, that then is just. Meaning, if it's less than three tefachim difference, meaning if the height of the two mirpesot that are facing each other are less than three tefachim, so then it's just gzusta akuma, then it's just kind of a misshapen, kind of angled porch, and that's what it's called. Then it's fine. Okay, so says the Mishnah. Matzbein shebein shtei chatzeros. We already quoted this already earlier in the Gemara. If you have a stack of hay that is between two chatzeros, kavo asara tefachim, and it's 10 tefachim tall, so then it counts as a machitza, and marvin shnayim vein marvin echad. You can only make two separate eruvim, you cannot join the chatzeros together. Eilu machil mikan veilu machil mikan. But both chatzeros are allowed to bring their animals to eat of this hay stack from either side. Nismaita tevin me asara tvachim, but if it became less than 10 tvachim, so then ma'arvin echav ma'arvin rishtayim, then obviously, if this happened on Erev Shabbos, so then you can make it into one chatzar, make it into one Erev. Amar Ravuna said, uvavad shalo yitein letoch kuposo v'yachil. So as long as you don't take from the haystack and put it into the kupa, into the bucket that you're trying to give to your animal, Rashi says over here, Dilma shakel tuva umimayit, right? We don't want you to take too much, and then all of a sudden the mechitza is less, right? And that's gonna be a problem because now the two chaseros are not really unconnected. and now you have two Erivim that are there for a chatzer, two chatzeros, that's actually really one chatzer, right? And that's already a problem, then people are not going to be able to carry. Fine. Rashi does quote over here that it could be because the straw is muktzah, right, and you can't even move it, but okay, fine, Rashi, that's the second day in Rashi. Alright, either way, the Gemara says, u'lo'uk mei shari, but it is mutter to bring the animal to stand next to the straw, meaning you can't move the straw yourself, but you are allowed to bring the animal next to it. Aye, but then we have someone who says, "V'amar Rabuna, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mamid Adam es Bemto Hagabi Asavim B'Shabes, Vein Mamid Adam es Bemto Hagabi Muktzah B'Shabes." Right? Didn't we say though that a person can bring his animal to something over grass? Right, meaning implying that the person is not going to, you know, cut the grass on his own, which would be Asumi Daraisa, but he can bring the animal to random food that is Muktzah. Meaning we're not concerned that a person is going to do coats there and rip up some grass for his animal, but we are concerned that a person will move some of the muktzah. Right, so why, right, would we, I mean, the implication of you're not allowed to take some food for your animal, some straw for your animal, is that you're allowed to bring your animal closer. Didn't we say that by muktzah you're not allowed to stand your animal over this muktzah stuff? So the Gemara says, "Dekayim la ba'apa." No, the implication here is not that you're allowed to bring the animal next to it, but rather ve'azla v'acha, meaning that you're allowed to kind of just stand there to make sure the animal doesn't turn its head and go anywhere else. And at that point, the animal is like facing the food, so obviously it's going to eat it. But you're not actually allowed to bring the animal to the haystack itself. So the Gemara says, "Ay v'lo yitein l'toch kupas o'tavent." Right? Are you really not allowed to take straw into the bucket that you're going to feed the animal with? Vatanya, then we learn in the Braisa, Bayis Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, if you have a house that's between two Chatzeros. And there's a house from each Chatzer that kind of like enters into this house. Right? It's kind of like a strange situation where you have a house in the middle and you have two houses on either side, and you have two Chatzeros on the two sides of either that, of those houses. So, umileo tevin, and the middle house is filled with straw. Very, very strange. It's like a storage, like a barn, a storage shed or whatever it is. And you have, and in the middle house, you're filled with hay. Ma'arvin shnayv im arvin echad. So apparently, you're not allowed to combine the two houses on either side because, right, you have this haystack in the middle that is closing them off. Zenos in the tol kupas of echad. Zenos in the tol. But, and this is the kasha, right, both people from each chatzer, from each house rather, are allowed to go to this middle house and take straw and put it into their bucket to feed the animals. And that's going to be the kicker, right? We quote the rest of the brisa, but that's going to be the question. Right? If the straw, the haystack, became less than 10 tzvachim, so then masurim, right? Then they're asur, because again, you have two separate eruvim, but really now it's one chatzar, because the mechitza is shrunken. So Gemara says, ketzer devotza, what do you do in that scenario? So then Noel is basically mevatel reshuso, you lock your house, you're mevatel reshus, the Gemara will ask why you have to do both. Who asur v'chaver mutzer, right? You're mevatel, just like any other case of bitl, you're mevatel your reshus, and then the other guy is allowed to carry into and take some straw out of the middle house. And so too, same thing. If you have a gov is a pit. If you have straw that's between two tchumim, right? You have like an area where animals will feed, right? You pour straw into the pit. It's between two tchumim shabbos, and again, people are allowed to take from one side to the next for their animals. The Gemara is a Katani Mias. However, we're taught in the Braisa, again, this is the Kasha, as we pointed out before. Zenos in the Soch Kubasol V'Yachil. Zenos in the Soch Kubasol V'Yachil. You are allowed to take straw and put it into your bucket. So what's the difference between that in our case? So Amri, they said, Bais, you have a house, came in the Ika, Mechitzos, and Tikros, since there's a wall and there's a ceiling, Mimabchis, Minkara, Le, Milsa. If it becomes less, meaning what are we concerned? We're concerned you're gonna unintentionally make the mechitza less than 10 tefachim. But when you're in a house, right, when you're outside, so you can't really tell how tall the haystack still is or how much straw is left. It's harder to get your bearings in terms of how big it is. But when you're inside a house, so it's much, much easier to tell. That's really shrunk and that's got a lot smaller. So you can really tell, you can see the difference between, you know, where it was on the wall, where it was with regard to the ceiling, It's much easier to tell, and you won't take as much. But haka lo minker milsa. But in the case of over here, when it's outside between the two chateras straight up without a house, so then you can't take it on your own because we're concerned that you may take too much and it'll become small and dental. Nismaya teven me'asar tvachim. Again, we're going to talk about this brisa now. So let's see. If the brisa had said if it becomes less than 10 tvachim, so then shneim asurim, right? Both of them are asur. Ha'asar ashari, right? Implying that if it is 10 tvachim, so then it's mutter. If avogav de midli tikra tuva, even though the ceiling in the house, right, is obviously much higher, right? The house is very, very that's 10 tvachim is very, very short, right? It must be that that the ceiling is much higher. Apparently, you see from here that mechitzas shemagiyas the tikra mechitzas. If you tell me that the haystack, the hay is the mechitza, right? But if it doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling, this is a discussion we had talked about a week ago. Apparently you don't need the mechitzas to go all the way up for it to be considered the mechitza. Rabbi said, no, how come by shloshos or chosim ashros kidin? No, here the case is, no, a really small house. In a chinami, it's a really small house, and the ceiling is just less than 13 tvachim. Rabbi Tevin Asara, and when you have the straw being 10 tvachim, so then you had less than 3 tvachim between the straw and the roof, so that's the concept of lavud, so then it's going to be connected. Meaning still using lavud, but... Or another answer, Ravuna Bredi Rav Yeshua Omar Afilu Tema Baisasar. You can even say that the house is 10 tefachim, the Tevin Shivo Mashu, but the straw, right, the haystack is 7.1 tefachim, and therefore Kol Pachas Mishlosha Kol Avadami. Therefore, you have lavud between the haystack and the roof. So the Gemara says Bishlam Alabai. I get under according to Abai, who said that the haystack was 10 tefachim and the roof was 13 or a little bit less than 13. That's why the Brisa said, right, you're not allowed to take straw and make it less than 10. Elor, Vuna Breder of Yeshua, Maya Me'asara, what do you mean? What does the Mishnah mean when it says from 10 Tfarachim? So he says, from Mitoris Me'asara, from the whole halacha, from the concept of a machitza being 10 Tfarachim. But here, in this case, right, the haystack is still 7.1 Tfarachim, and it goes up to the roof, which is 10 Tfarachim, right, and therefore, when you have a mechitza that is 10 tzvachim tall. Okay, the Bryce had also said, again, it's a little funny here, usually we have the two dots, and that's used for a Mishnah, but here it's really for the Bryce. Okay, either way, we had said, Shnei Masurim, if it gets under 10 tzvachim, so Shema Minad, Yurin HaBoyim B'Shabbos Asurin, that if you have new people who come to the Chatzar on Shabbos, but obviously they're not part of the Erev, so they're going to Aser, everybody else in the chater not to be able to carry, right? They're going to mess things up. Right? What's going on over here? When the haystack becomes less than 10 tefachim, so now all of a sudden you have it's almost like you have new residents, new people living in this chater, right? Because you join the two together, right? And we see that it's also for everybody to carry. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Because Dilma. Because maybe the haystack was actually less than 10 tefachim yesterday. So it could be they were usher on Erev Shabbos, but it's not necessarily telling me the case that when it became less than 10 on Shabbos, so now you have new people living here, and then that's going to mess up the Erev. No, it may not necessarily be involved and related to that case. Gemara says, Ketiru Otsa, right there again, we had said, what does a person do if the haystack became less? So, no, let's pay some Mavata Roshus, right? You can lock your house and pay Mavata Roshus. The Gemara says, Tarti, what do you need to do both for? Right, we've just been talking about Bittel Roshus. What do you mean, lock the house? So the Gemara says, Hakikamer, right? Oh, no, let's pay so, oh, Mavata Roshus. You could do either or. So the Gemara says, Ibai Zema, or another answer, Elolam Tarti. Actually, you do need to. Why? Kevin Didashbe, Asi, the Diltule. Because he's used to going into the middle, the dashbe literally means he tramples on it, but since the person is very used to going into the middle house, so we're concerned that even though the straw is less than 10 tefachim, you may still go into there. Right? It's not like a chater in a house, right? It's something that you usually do, right? It's connected, so it could be that you just walk right in there with something. So therefore, because it's so familiar, we make sure that you lock the house. Who also v'chaver motor, right? So if a guy's mevatel and locks his house, so then he's not allowed to carry, but his friend is allowed to carry. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's the whole concept of bitul, that's obvious. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha de hadar idach u'batel eich l'chavre. Right, we're asking, right, can the other guy be mevatel back to the first guy. That over here, this weighs in on the issue of can you play this game of one guy's mevatel rishus and then someone else is mevatel rishus back to him. And so this brisa would hold that you cannot. Okay, if you have between two tchumei Shabbos, right, you have between two 2,000 amos distances, smack in the middle, you have this little pit of straw. Right, so you're allowed to take tevin, you're allowed to take straw for your animals, and you put it into your bucket, etc., etc. Gemara says, pshita. Why not? Well, what's the problem? Well, what's the difference? Well, it should be exactly the same thing. So Gemara says, no, it's only according to Rabbi Akiva we see that Tchum Shabbos is Midaraisa. You might have thought Ligzor they should be Gozer, that it's Aser, that the Chachamim should be Gozer taking straw out of this pit, because right? You might get confused and then you'll start taking straw from outside the Tchum. Right, again, in the case of Chatzeros, right, that's right, Din D'Rabbanan. But if you're talking about a Din D'Oraisa, of going outside the Tchum, so then maybe you might have thought that we should be Gozer, and that making Gzera, that it, you know, people get confused by taking straw from outside the Tchum. So Gemara says, no, Kamash Malan, so therefore it's totally fine. Okay, let's do another Mishnah here and get a little further. Like I said, they're quick hitting in this parak. Ketzed Mishtafim B'Mavui. How do you make a Shtuf from Mavos? Right, we said an Eruv. In a chatzer is basically the same as an eruv in a mavui, just it's called something different, right? In a mavui, it's called a shituf in mavos. So and again, the Mishnah had said that just a chatzer is for a house, a mavui is for a chatzer. So how do you make a shituf in mavos? Miniach as a chavis, you put this this barrel, right? We had said that usually a shituf in mavos was made with wine, so that's why it talks about a barrel. Right, we're not going to make everybody bring their own stuff, right, but rather one guy is going to take his own barrel of wine and says he's going to be mezakeh lahen. Right, he says you're allowed to give over ownership of an item, but even shlo b'fanav. That's a different topic. But a person basically can take this wine and say, all right, now it belongs to everybody. Right, and you can give it to them ayidei b'no b'dog gedolim through any households. Son as long, or daughter, as long as they're over bar mitzvah, v'alei de avo avdo v'shiv chaso ha'ivrim, through any servants, v'alei de ishto, through his wife, or you can be mezakeh to anybody in the household, and that's fine. Aval eino mezakeh, but except for the following, right? Lo al de bito bno bito ktanim, but not through ktanim, v'alei de avdo v'shiv chaso ktanim, or any eved knani, v'pnei shehe shiyodon kiyodo, because halachically their hand is like his hand. Meaning they can't, what's it called? Meaning he can't do that through them, because he's technically still in ownership. He's still, you know, controlling that. So you can't go through those. Right? Those are considered still to be part of his household. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, no, chavish shel shtufim mevos, tzarech lagbiya min hakarka ketefach. And Rav Yehuda says one more stipulation that the Mishnah didn't mention, that you actually have to lift it off the ground. You have to be to affect the kinyan, you have to actually lift the barrel on top. So Amar Rava, honey tarti mili sabi dipum badis amrinu. This is one of the things, right, we literally means these are two things, but this is one of the things that the Talmidei Chachamim, the grandfather, literally Sabe, literally means grandfather, but it means the elders, the Chachamim of Pumbedisa, said, Chadaha, one of them is this, and Rashi Agav says that this, we're talking about Rav Yehuda and his, Rav Yehuda's yeshiva and Pumbedisa, right, Rav Yehuda yeshivaso, okay. So one of the halakhas that they said that people knew, right, special associated with them, one of them was this halakha, they have to lift off the barrel off the ground, idach, and the other one they said was another from halakha that we are familiar with as well, but not because we're learning Pesachos Erevin, right, but hamakadesh, if someone makes kiddush, so on Shabbos, imtan, melo lugmav yotza, that the shear, right, for being yotza kiddush is amali lugmav, the person drinks, as much as his cheek. Right, Tosas over here says one cheek, right? It could be Mistama, sounds like Mali Lugmov, sounds like both cheeks. Okay, Tosas says one cheek, right? That's the shear that you need to drink. Same love, and if not, lo yotza, he has not been yotze. Right? There are ways, could be that other people can drink as well, but the shear that needs to be drunk, and drunk or drunken, drank, I don't know, I always get confused. Either way, the shear that needs to be consumed is a Mali Lugmov. Okay. Amar Rav Chaviva, Rav Chaviva said, Hanami Sabi Pumpadisa Amrinhu. There's one more thing that the Rav Yehuda and his Talmidim said. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Osi Madura Lechayev Shabbos. You're allowed to make a bonfire or a fire for a woman who's just given birth on Shabbos, because that's right, obviously it's the danger for her. Sovra Mino Lechay in Lecholola. And they thought to say that that's only for a woman who's just given birth, but not for someone who's sick. And Bimos Kishamin in Bimos Hamalo, and that's also only in the winter, but not during the summer, right? You don't need a fire for heat during the summer, so then it might be also would be usher. So the Gemara says, Itmar, so who said, I'm Rabbi Chia, I'm Rav, and I'm Shmuel. No, that's actually not true that there's those stipulations take effect, meaning you can do it whenever you want for whoever you want. Just like you could do it for someone who's pregnant, or someone who just gave birth, rather. And you can also do it for a chola, and you can also do it in the summer. As we said in the name of Shmuel, hikis dam in istanin, if a person was bloodletting, and then he felt, literally means he felt cold, but he felt like he wasn't feeling well. Ozlo madurim b'shabbos, farfilu b'tkuvas tamuz, you can even make a fire for him in the middle of tamuz. Obviously tamuz is in the summer. So it doesn't matter, right? Here you see it's a chola, and you see it's in the summer, so you are allowed to do this, right? We don't play around with pikuach nefesh. Okay, shkoach, kol rabosai, have a tremendous day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.